Praise be Jesus Christ. As we enter this holiday week, for some, a week of high travel time, the church finds herself for the first time in many weeks out of the holiday season. In fact, out of the holy day season, especially on this Sunday, as we return to a Sunday in ordinary time. This is the first time we're wearing green on a Sunday since early March. With that said, the gospel that we're presented with today and the readings that we have heard are very much about travel. Over and over again, we hear this beautiful invitation to follow the Lord. We find ourselves today in Luke chapter 9, and we're told that Jesus is resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. In some translations, it reads that he turned his face, meaning that he is on the way. What's interesting is the way that he goes. They tell us that Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem, and he went through Samaria, which is very unusual. Most Jews traveling down to Jerusalem would go around Samaria because for centuries upon centuries, there was hatred between those two groups of people, the Jews and the Samaritans. But Jesus, who is resolutely determined and who travels to Jerusalem, he goes first through Samaria into the Samaritan town. He sends his messengers. They're not welcomed. And Jesus moves on. But the point is made, and the point is clear, that Jesus offered an opportunity for conversion. He offered an opportunity even for the Samaritans. And though it's not meant to be, he moves on. We see Jesus doing that for the individuals that come after. And over again, to the divine invitation, Jesus hears the same answer. No, no, no. And as sad as this gospel might be, it reveals once again the determination of Jesus to invite all to follow. It reveals the resolve in his mission to extend that invitation no matter what the response. And it reveals the sacred mission that guides his light. The mission to proclaim, to teach, to always move forward. Jesus is never bogged down. Jesus continues with or without. He is always faithful to the Father. And finally, the gospel reveals to us that there is a now moment when it comes to kingdom living. And it's not to be missed. As disciples, we are meant to carry not just faithful hearts, but hearts that are ready to respond. Readiness of heart and mind and will. When Jesus calls and says, follow, there is a moment to respond. My friends, such readiness is not easy. It demands great freedom, and in some way, shape, or form, we're all bound up. But how refreshing it is that in each moment of every day, there are these divine invitations to follow, to welcome, to say yes to the gospel. It may be in a smile. It may be in an act of charity. It may be in a moment of time. Whatever it might be, there are invitations to encounter and to follow Jesus Christ. And in those specific moments, to have the grace to respond is a beautiful grace. This week, as we celebrate 4th of July, the gift of our freedom as a nation. We meet a man this week who Pope Francis called one of our nation's founding fathers, a man who lived his life in great freedom, and whose statue is representing California in the rotunda of our national Capitol building. The man is a Catholic priest, Saint Junipero Serra. And born in Spain, he came to Mexico at the age of 36. And 100 years before St. Patrick's Church in Kennett Square was founded, Junipero Serra founded one of the first missions in California, in San Diego. His motto, siempre adelante, always forward. My friends, no matter what, we too can find hope in that word, in that motto, in the word of today's gospel, always forward. Hearing the word of God, follow me, we can step out and move on, never bogged down, with a yes to the Lord, ready for his word. May the freedom that St. Paul speaks of in our second reading today, may the freedom that Jesus Christ offers and his call initiates, may it be known more by each of us, so that we may grow in that freedom by our ready yes to the Lord.